Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigniti klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač suj svojo upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
Kriza argentinske javne univerze. V ponedeljek se je na večini univerz v Argentini začel prvi semester letošnjega študijskega leta, ki pa ga je namesto prvih predavanj zaznamovala stavka visokošolskih delavk in delavcev. Te stavko od vlade zahtevajo upoštevanje zakona o financiranju univerz in prestrukturiranju plač učiteljev in učiteljic, ki je bil v kongresu izglasovan oktobra lani, vendar ga vlada argentinskega predsednika Javierja Milleja ne izvaja. Preden se poglobimo v sam zakon in stavko, pa se za trenutek ozrimo na splošen kontekst trenutne situacije v argentinskem visokem šolstvu. Od 2023, ko je na oblast prišla trenutna vlada, se financiranje univerz skoraj da ni usklajevalo z inflacijo. Ta je leta 2024 znašala skoraj 120%, lansko leto pa se je znižala na dobrih 30%. Po podatkih, ki jih je zbral sindikat učiteljev Univerze v Buenos Airesu, so trenutne plače univerzitetnih učiteljic najnižje v zadnjih 30 letih. Več pove Juan Duarte, profesor na filozofski fakulteti Univerze v Buenos Airesu in član sindikata.
Here in Argentina, from 15 years to now, our salaries are going down. But with Javier Milei's presidency, far-right presidency, the situation has gone unbearable because our salaries went down in our real earning power 36% from December 2023.
Ariana, študentka filozofske fakultete Univerze v Buenos Airesu, ki je aktivna v študentskem gibanju in članica socialističnega gibanja delavcev, pove, kako študentke občutijo in zaznavajo krizo. Socialistično gibanje delavcev oziroma Movimento Socialista de los Trabajadores je sicer stranka na državni ravni. V Argentini je prisotnost političnih strank na faksu zelo pogosta, velik del študentk, ki se politično angažirajo, pa je članic različnih.
You can see it everywhere. It is on infrastructure. You can see it in regarding the books, the notes that you have to buy. You can see it on transportation fees. So when you go to university, you might see less students, less working students, which are the most affected by this whole budget cut, but also economic crisis in Argentina. I have been a student for a few years and I have noticed this change of the social composition of university students in at least the University of Buenos Aires. You see less and less students that are able to work and to study, plus the budget cuts and the low wages for teachers really affect the academic quality of education. Teachers are tired. They have too many jobs, too many lessons. They work at different universities. In the University of Buenos Aires, you have a few thousand of teachers that do not receive get any wage, what we call ad honorem teachers. So they do not receive any payment for the work they do. And University of Buenos Aires is a really prestigious university and everything, but you cannot live off of that. That has been a permanent claim in university, but now specifically, it's really hard to keep up with, okay, I have a job, but I also do ad honorem work at University of Buenos Aires because I'm part of a investigation team or whatever it is. Well, you will see that less and less, and academic quality is falling down, and not because we don't have enough professionals or because we have really high quality education here, and it is something that we have achieved with a lot of struggle. So now we see the consequences of this crisis in education quality, in the day-to-day access to university of students and students who, workers who want to professionalize and to specialize in anything.
Po podatkih Sindikata učiteljev Fakultete za ekonomijo Univerze v Buenos Airesu je plača več učiteljskih delovnih mest na univerzi pod pragom revščine. Ta je po podatkih Nacionalnega inštituta za statistiko in popise prebivalstva februarja znašal dobrih 450 tisoč argentinskih pesov ali približno 280 evrov. Med delovna mesta s trenutno plačo pod pragom revščine spadajo denimo asistentke in izredne profesorice. Plača najnižje plačane asistentke je februarja znašala slabih 230 tisoč argentinskih pesov, kar je približno 140 evrov. To je po približni pretvorbi pičlih 12 evrov nad pragom ekstremne revščine, kot jo določa Nacionalni inštitut za statistiko in popise prebivalstva. Duarte dodaja, da je zaradi tako nizkih plač in v izogib padcu pod prag ekstremne revščine veliko visokošolskih učiteljic prisiljenih opravljati več služb. Nekatere učijo na različnih univerzah, nekatere pa za dodaten zaslužek delajo tudi preko platform, kot so Uber ali platforme za dostavo hrane.
Almost the entire teachers population of the university, it's under the line of poverty, and one third or more, because I'm there, we would be in down the line of indigency if we wouldn't have another shops. Two, three or four shops, more than the teaching. And it's the situation of the whole working class in Argentina.
Plače so torej mizerne, še toliko bolj po nastopu Milejeve vlade leta 2023. Zaradi razmer v visokem šolstvu so visokošolske delavke skupaj s študentkami leta 2024 organizirale velike mobilizacije s protesti, zasedbami fakultet in drugimi akcijami. O načinih pridruževanja boju zaposlenih in načinih boja za reševanje krize, v kateri se je zaradi škodljivih politik znašlo argentinsko visokošolstvo, več pove Arjana.
So we had those one-night occupations or indefinite occupations, depending on which university. We had what we call public classes or lessons in which we take all seats from university. We take them to the streets. We take boards as well. And we do the same thing we would do in the classroom, but in the streets. So we block the streets and we have the lessons outside. It's kind of a... to make it more visible, the conflict, so that students are not just, they are having their lesson outside. Something must be happening. And that allows you to discuss a little bit further about what the conflict is. So we had that street cuts, public lessons, mobilizations, one day or indefinite occupations, festivals, and more importantly, articulation with other struggles. In every student's assembly, you have a brief period of time before the speaker's list is open in which the quote-unquote struggles speak.
Lansko leto so zaposlene na univerzah uspele izpogajati in izboriti zakon o financiranju univerzitetnega izobraževanja in prestrukturiranju plač učiteljev. Tako sogovorka kot sogovorec sta zakon delno pripisala velikim mobilizacijam leta 2024. Zakon predvideva zvišanje plač na univerzah v odstotku, ki ni nižji od indeksa cen življenjskih potrebščin in vključuje tako učiteljice kot ostale zaposlene na univerzah. Kot naslednji korak je v 5. členu zakona zapisano, da bodo sklicana kolektivna pogajanja glede višine plač. Hkrati bodo visokošolskim delavkam med pogajanjem zagotovljena mesečna prilagajanja plač najmanj v višini inflacije, ki jo mesečno objavi Nacionalni inštitut za statistiko in popise prebivalstva. Milejeva vlada zakona ne upošteva, kar je glavni razlog za sklic stavke, glavna stavkovna zahteva pa je upoštevanje zakona in posledično zvišanje plač. Ko je zakon septembra lani prestal predsedniški veto, je decembra istega leta vlada predstavila nov zakon kot alternativo tistemu, ki ga ne upoštevajo. Ta bi za razliko od zakona o financiranju univerzitetnega izobraževanja in prestrukturiranju plač učiteljev, plače zaposlenim zvišal zgolj za dobrih 12% v treh ločenih zvišanjih. Več o tem pove Duarte.
Now we are in a situation where the government is trying to maneuverate. They put up in the presented another project of law which doesn't recognize our recomposition and instead give us an aumento of 12% just for this year, which the inflation in Argentina has already gone beyond. And well, they are negotiating it with the rectores, the governor of the universities. And well, we are trying to denounce it. We are making assemblies. We are making, we call here, piquetes, cortes de calle.
Stavka, ki so jo sklicali različni sindikati, ki združujejo zaposlene v visokem šolstvu, poteka ob boku številnim drugim akcijam. To so denimo skupščine, protesti in zaprtja ulic. Več o trenutnem poteku stavke pove Duarte.
You ask me how was going the strike. Is going very well. In the whole country, what we are seeing is that it has a lot of support from teachers. The 65 National University in Argentina are all in a strike, and it has had a lot of support. And well, all the teaching rooms in Argentina, you can see them, they are almost all empty.
Duarte je dodal, da sindikati z vlado trenutno ne vodijo nobenih pogajanj, saj se ta na njihove pozive ne odziva. Se pa je na stavko denimo odzvalo vodstvo Univerze v Buenos Airesu, ki je kritiziralo neupoštevanje zakona o financiranju univerz strani vlade. Hkrati je pozvalo k vrnitvi v predavalnice in k izogibanju ekstremnim prijemom ter spodbudilo k pogajanju. Tudi tokratnim manifestacijam visokošolskih delavk so se pridružile študentke. Študentke filozofske fakultete so denimo na skupščini, ki je potekala prejšnji teden, oblikovale izjavo, v kateri so podprle stavko visokošolskih delavk in pozvale k spoštovanju zakona o financiranju univerze in prestrukturiranju plač učiteljic. Prav tako so skupaj z nekaterimi profesoricami in zaposlenimi na fakulteti ob začetku stavke organizirale manjši protest za ozaveščanje o stavki in krizi v visokem šolstvu. Več o potrebi po sodelovanju med študentkami in zaposlenimi na fakulteti ter vlogi študentk pove Arjana.
It is a positive thing that we have a teacher strike. However, it should not be isolated from the rest of the university community. Therefore, what we are claiming we should have, we are demanding for a multi-sectorial assemblies at universities. Therefore, it's not a student's assembly, it's not a teacher's assembly. It's for teachers, workers, and students to have a joint assembly so that we can decide a struggle plan in order to defend public university, to get a budget raised and the application of the law that we already achieved last year, and to get a wages raise for teachers and workers.
Za konec o stanju javnega visokega šolstva spregovori Arjana.
I can see this change between fighting for better conditions and against cuts and defending public university as a social conquest, but now it is defending it so that it can exist. I mean, this threat of closing it, of plundering it, of rendering it useless could be a point of no return for our country. I'm not sure if we are the only, but one of the few countries in Latin America with public university, and that has allowed Argentinian society to be able to become professionals, to scientists, health professionals. I mean, there's this whole ideological attack, which is not only national, it is international. I mean, Milei is closely linked, if not a henchman from Trump, and the whole plan of the concentrated sectors of capital. Therefore, for example, my university in particular, philosophy and arts, is constantly attacked by not being rendered profitable for these economic systems orientation. Therefore, I think that we have a big struggle ahead regarding defending public university.
V Buenos Airesu s predavanji še ni začela Vika.
Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tlele manjka, ker je pač svoj upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacije med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
To se to, ko se danes pravi na tem paru, da tej korupciji, laže, prevedenje in zavajanju, enkrat se vse ne naredimo konec.
Študenti, tudi mi imamo svojo študentsko vlado, ki ubija projekte, ki so nam ljubi.
Študij je pravica in ne privilegij.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
Dragi prijatelji, ker mi, argentinski Slovenci iz Buenos Airesa, radi poslušamo Radio Student na 89,3 MHz, pričakujte masovno in ponovno naselitev vaših rojakov v Ljubljanski kotlini v naslednjih mesecih.
Adios Buenos Aires, adios Argentina, krušna mati si mi bila, nalila čista.